This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwood1.
3, 2, 1. Do you know what I feel like doing?
Giving me the egg?
I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Podcast. I am your host, Kalo, as always. Here to give you the lowdown on all things that give me the ick. And I'm joined
Icky
by Vicky. My co-host.
Icky Vicky. What up, guys? It's BKS, the man who will give you the ick if you don't like and listen to this podcast.
Well, that's rather aggressive. But before we do that, we'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know.
Thank you.
All right. So.
All righty, boys.
It's time to address some things. It's time to unpack some things, learn a lot about each other. We're not exploring our bodies. We're exploring our minds.
Yeah,
there's a lot in these minds.
We save that for Big Mouth, our bodies. Yes,
of course.
Shout out to our friend of the podcast, Nick Kroll. We love you, buddy.
Exactly. So I want to talk. I want to know you. Because I always say you're a wild card. And I think I need to figure you out.
You can't figure me out. I'm like Pandora's box. It can't be figured.
It's very true. That's the most truest thing you've ever said here on the pod.
Even though that whole statement was false, because it's not Pandora's box. It's the guy with the cat in the box. Whoever made that.
What?
Yeah.
What are you saying?
What are you? You don't know the
cat in the box?
You don't know that? You don't know if the cat's dead or alive? You don't know that? You don't watch Big Bang Theory. You're not smart.
What?
You don't know. Wait. Hold on. I'm looking this up right now. Because you're right. Cat in the box.
Theory. See, cat in the hat?
No. Schrodinger's cat.
From Big Bang Theory?
No. He's an actual person. But they quoted that in the Big Bang Theory. But Schrodinger's cat is about that you don't know what's in the box, if the cats are dead or alive.
Oh.
Yeah. See, you're not sophisticated like me, even though I pronounced that word wrong as well.
Gosh. You're off the rails already. 2 minutes in. Love it. So I'm trying to figure you out, even though judging by what we just went through, it's going to take a while.
Let me talk to you.
Please talk to me. I want to know what bothers you, what gives you the ick, what sets you off, because you're rather quiet. Like, I know you, but what do I need to know to annoy you? That's what I want to know.
No, I'm quiet, but if something pisses me off, I'm going. You know me. My mouth is the best way. Our friend Teddy explained it to me, that I will say something. He would think something. I would flat out say it.
Yes.
And you know that's a fact. Because that happened to you. Me and you would be supposed to see something. You would think it, and I would say it. And you'd be like, you can't say that. You have to think it. All right. What up, guys? Me and Kev. There's Kev. We're doing the podcast, and we're doing what gives us the ick. My ick is when a person talks with their mouth full or laughs, or where somebody doesn't respond to your text messages. And I know somebody, a couple people, that don't respond to the text messages. Big 2X. You know who you are who don't answer back. But yeah.
All right. So I think we're both in agreement with chewing with your mouth open. No, it's not even,
it's not even chewing. It's laughing with food in your mouth. That, like, the chewing, yeah. But it's like, when you're laughing, I get it, the funny part. But you could just hold it in. You know, I don't want to hear you and see all your food jumping up and down like a fucking kangaroo.
See, no, like, I don't like the lip smacking where it's like, I don't know if my mic's picking that up.
No, I picked it up. It was music to my ears. Thank you for
ASMR,
that.
ASMR, you know? I'm a man of the people.
Granted, I done that last week, actually. I was streaming on Twitch, and I forgot to end stream. I got my Wendy's. I was eating my burger. Mike was this close to me, and my buddy was on in my chat just watching me go.
You like that meme of the little rat eating its food.
Don't call me a rat.
I knew you. I knew you would say that. See, I'm thinking it. You said it.
Don't call me a rat.
Now you said people that don't answer your text.
It's not even just text. It's like,
or anything.
It's like anything, or the fact that they see it and they won't. Most importantly, if they see my text and that's fine. But the fact that I go out of my way to ask you a question that you don't respond, especially on Snap, because you have to open the person's Snap to give them to look at it. I get it. You're busy. Come back to it. But that's one of my icks, though. Like, you see the message and you're like, eh.
See, this is my strategy. And you can write this down if you want. Take a note. Do whatever you need to. If you want to succeed in life at staying out of that category with people, and you want to know that, like, you acknowledge, shout out, acknowledge him, put him up. Put your one up. There you go. There's a different type of one. You react to the message. You heart it. You do the laughing emoji on Instagram.
That
is my bread and butter, my friend.
That sounds like it's desperate. I need your attention. It's not that. It's not that at all. It's like, I like you. You won't respond. Okay, it's my ick. It's like, I get it. Fine, whatever. Don't respond to me. But the fact that I'm asking you a question and you read it and you look at it, it's like this. Also,
oh wow, that's a rude phrase you've written down. But no, like that even goes for like things like I do for work. Like I'll like it or whatever.
When I send you stuff, you acknowledge it. Shout out. To the fact that you saw it.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay.
These people are not doing anything.
No, especially on Snapchat. You can't, you can. But it's like you open the Snap and then just don't say anything.
I hate when I send someone something that's like quality, like a good TikTok or a good meme, and they don't react to it. I'm like, all my hard work, strictly using TikTok on the toilet, watching TikToks, and I send you something funny. All my hard work right there, gone, because you don't want to look at it.
I don't look at it all right, but I get back to it. You know,
yeah, you circle back.
Yeah, I circle back to it. At that time, I'm working, I'm doing something. Because we're journalists, we're radio, maybe it's something that's like a good topic for the podcast, I'll check it. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then at that moment, but if it's something funny, like majority of things that you send me are the AI covers of the songs. And I'm like, I'm going to listen to this when I can fully enjoy it. I'll soak it back. Like, there'll be times where it'd be like 2 in the morning and I'm up and I'd be like, oh, Kevin, send me something on TikTok. Let me go finally get back to it and watch that. This man's about to send me something right now. $20.
No, you just said something that ticked my brain.
It talked your brain.
Yeah. Can't use that app in the United States because they're spying on us.
They're spying on us. They're stealing our data.
Oh, well.
Absolutely. But I was going to say, you know, it just pisses me off at that point. It's like, I did it. So, you know how me and you had that streak going and I crushed your hopes and dreams because when we hit 100, I was like,
done. You had your moment. Done.
I done it. So I was sad. Me and this girl ended up, well, we don't do streaks. And then me and her kept snapping each other back and forth. And it to the point where we had we ironically started a streak, and she's like, "Oh, I don't have a streak with anybody. I don't have a streak with anybody either." So we kept it going, and then we hit 116 days on streak, and it ended because she forgot to send a snap. And I'm like, "Granted, now Snapchat has restore your streaks. We each did it once prior when we were like 45, 50s, and now, and I'm just like, fuck, I wasted 116 days." 116 pitchers on this chick, and she ended the streak like that. Like, damn.
Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finish the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/believe.
See, this is why you don't use those tokens. Whenever it ends now, it ends. I'm glad. I want to reduce my size of streaks.
How many streaks you have right now? Open your Snapchat. How many streaks you got right now?
All right. So
this is a man who gave me shit for killing his streak with me.
So currently.
My book.
I have 1, 2, I have 8, 9, 10. Wait, no.
Too much.
I know, I'm about to say. But my problem, a majority of these streaks are over 1,000 days.
Damn, that's too much commitment work. I don't have that in me.
See, like, and here, shout out to Amanda. We're at 2,308 days.
Get a life.
So if that ever dies, I might die. She might kill me.
Shout out to Amanda, who I drunk messaged a couple of days ago. She told me to go in the corner because I was doing puns. I was doing you. Yeah. I was doing dad puns, and she was like, corner, now.
So that brings me what you said to my next ick, my next thing. That it's just I don't know. Remember, we're gonna go back in Kevin lore. Remember a long time ago, we talked about the certain individual who got mad I didn't respond in a timely manner?
Honestly, I even forgot her name.
I did too, but hope she's doing well.
And that's canon.
I hope she's doing well, but this is the exact opposite. This is a person who gives me an ick where I send a message and it's like they're goaltending. It's like they're just sitting there waiting for the response, and then boom, they respond. And I've encountered this. You know, and let's talk about Hinge real quick. I'm on my high quality-ish right now. Hinge is the target of dating apps. This is where you want to be. This is where all those high-quality matches are. Bumble's in the middle.
High quality meaning Kev. Kev's like, I'm there. Come follow me on Hinge.
I'm there. Shout out. We're here. Shout out to that platform. And then Bumble's in the middle. Tinder, Kmart, and then we all know.
Did you just say Kmart?
Kmart. That was a thing, right?
No. Kmart's a store.
Yeah. Kmart. Yes. I'm comparing the apps to stores if you're not following. That's why I said Target is Hinge. Right?
What's plenty of fish?
Plenty of fish. That's like a good wholesale place, you know? like a BJ's or Sam's Club. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say Costco. Because Costco gives me Christian Mingle vibes. Just saying. Just saying. It does.
Oh, but God.
In my ventures on this Hinge app, I've come across a lot of characters. Characters that I don't personally vibe with. I recently encountered one of these people, and it was genuine. It came from a good place, but you know, there was times where I wasn't, and it seems like we just spawned into another one of those prior situations we talked about on the podcast where they didn't like that I couldn't respond in a timely manner. And nowadays, let's just add fuel to the fire, I go to bed early. I go to bed super early.
Yeah, you have to catch them. I did that one night, and I was like, oh, I'm so lucky.
Yeah, see, you rank high. So this individual didn't get the memo that I go to sleep early, blah, blah, blah. So they texted me, and I didn't respond because I was sleeping. They texted me again late at night, didn't respond. And I had her on Snapchat. What does she do? She removes me on Snapchat. I'm like, why? Because I was sleeping. I didn't respond to this individual. I kind of said, thank you for doing the hard work for me. We're moving on.
Thank so, you. You should just write you're in a serious commitment with your bed. Let the people know before they jump in.
Let them know.
There was this one thing. Like, I have a, like, I get these mattresses and, like, and we start communicating. We start having fun. And then I think it's going off for communicating. And then they just stop. I feel like they get bored, even though from the conversations, they're like, oh my God, you're perfect, blah, blah, blah. And then they just stop. Like, there was one girl who, she played video games, and she's like, oh, I'm going to come watch your stream.
Gamer girl.
I was about to end my stream because one of the games wasn't opening, right? The launcher wasn't updating. And that was the game I wanted to play with my buddy. My buddy was already on it. So I was like, oh, I can't play with you. And I don't want to play any other games because it's just me and myself. I'm just going to call it a night. And then she was like, all right. I told her that she messaged me on Hinge. And I told her, hey, couldn't play on this game. You can catch me next time. I messaged her. She hasn't responded on Hinge at all.
She wanted to be a part of your Twitch stream. She wanted to use your clout on Twitch.
Mitch, oh my God. Even though I don't play any of the games she plays.
You know. See, but that kind of thing, I just, now that I'm well-traveled, I kind of say let it be.
I thought you were going to say well-adjusted. I'm like, that's far from the case.
No. I would admit that. But yeah, like, I let it be. And then a final thing to, like, and then I'll pass it back to you if you got any more. In the vein of using these apps, the people that match with you and give you the dry conversation where I'm trying, I'm grasping at straws here. I'm talking about anything and everything, things I don't even like, things I don't even know about. I'm trying to sound like an expert to get you interested. And then all of a sudden it's like, yeah, okay. Ha ha ha. Or like, and you know, it's not the cool ha ha ha. It's the lowercase ha ha. Huh. Like,
see, shout out to my friends who like Taylor Swift because I hang out with them. So I know, I don't know before meeting them. I don't know much about Taylor Swift, but they talk about it every time we hang out. So it's like whenever I match with a girl and I see in her bio she likes Taylor Swift, I know how to keep that conversation going at least.
I just picture you with a little checklist. Taylor Swift, check. Memes, check.
I do have a checklist. It's in my brain, but I was like, I'll snap my friend Angelina. I'm like, thank you. She's like, why? For being a Taylor Swift fan. She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I'm talking to this girl. She's a super Taylor Swift. So I'm using everything you told me.
See, this is what we like to see. Applying the knowledge you gather in the real world and using it again.
Isn't that why you have lady friends, right? To use their knowledge to benefit you with the other species.
I don't like talking to girls.
They're scary.
They're very scary.
They're very scary. They'll give you cuties. They will. Another thing I hate is another big ache. It's like them leading you on. Hmm. That's like a big, because they're like, oh, I don't want to hurt your feelings, blah, blah, blah. It's like, it's either we're not in high school. We're not in middle school anymore. We don't need to pretend to hurt someone's feelings. It's like, no. You don't lead me on. If I ask you out and you say, oh, I'm not in right now, and then like 6 months later where it's getting serious and you're like, I don't want to hurt you, your feelings, I didn't mean to lead you on. I'm like, you kind of did. Well, instead of just saying no flat out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have this one girl, and for this, I give her all the respects. I asked her out and she's like, nah, you know, I don't see us dating. We'll be close friends, but no. And I'm like, thank you for your honesty. Like, flat out, dab her up. Have a nice day. Like,
yeah.
You've been honest.
I know where honesty I stand. Is the best policy.
I don't want to hurt your feelings. I'm like, listen, my heart's been crushed, has been stopped, and has been ran over. Nothing can hurt my heart at this point.
I'm already broken for your information.
No. I'm the Joker. I'm damaged writing on my forehead.
You would. But what isn't damaged are more episodes of the Get Comfy podcast.
I am.
You can catch us every single week on iTunes, Spotify, and of course the Bleav Network. I have been Kalo, joined by the one and only.
What up, guys? Aim on the mic.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Later.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.